this my
opinion, but I was very struck for what I have seen here. I am very happy to be here, and then as a part of my visit in Slovenia also, especially to experience this great sense of solidarity. This is the thing that I have seen, and which is for me very, very important, because in face of this problem, this complicated problem of migration of today, it is important to start from this starting point, which is solidarity. Of course, there are many other aspects which should be taken into consideration, but I think that this is the focus, to share their problem, their difficulties, and to try to give help and assistance to their needs. Then here I experienced this. It for me is really a great joy. And of course, I am here also on behalf of the Holy Father, Pope Francis, and everybody knows about his the attention he paid to this phenomenon of migration. And then it is really a way of encouraging people who are working in favor of these brothers and sisters, and give them courage and strength to continue this important work.
Yesterday at the opening at the Holy Seat in Slovenia, Annunciatura, you were all talking about Pope coming to Slovenia. Could you be a little bit more precise when?
No, I cannot be more precise.
But this year is that.
The Pope received invitation to come. The Prime Minister, when he visited the Vatican last year, he conveyed to the Holy Father the invitation of the government of Slovenia for a visit. Now he repeated through me to the Holy Father this invitation, but there is no more details, only that.
But he's going on the tour all around the Balkans, isn't that so? This year.
The Pope? Yeah. No, he's not going. No. But this year is a special year because it's the year of mercy, and then the Pope is supposed to stay in Rome most of the time, just to perform the different acts which are in the program. And there are some trips like Mexico in the coming week. The Mexico visit, but they are reduced this year. Then there is no, according to what I know, the plan to visit some Balkan areas.
You were probably prepared to see some actual refugees today, hundreds, but there is none today, or only 15. Why didn't you went and see these 15 people who are here in this camp?
Yes, I think that now after this meeting we meet them, of course, yes. Will be part of this visit, yes. But is especially to show solidarity and encouragement, and also to recognize the work of the different organization. Of course, we know that from the Catholic Church there is Caritas here, which is very, very committed to this situation. But there are so many, and I was glad also to see these different organization working together, which is a good sign. Because we need to work together, and I think also that this emergency of the migrants, I was repeating this many times in these days, can be at least faced, if not resolved, through a common effort. This should be our commitment to work together, because if we think that alone we will not do anything, or we will not give an answer, appropriate answer to this problem. And of course there is all the problem of the solution of in their countries, the problem of the conflict, the problem of poverty, and so on. But to work together is the only way to try to reach some solution, to achieve some solution.
Is it the voice of Vatican heard on the level of the European Union? Did the leadership of the European Union consider the, your proposals to the solving of migrant crisis?
The Vatican is not giving technical solution normally, no, because but at least we are just reminding the international community and the authorities of the principle we should be at the base of any technical solution. And I think that yes, there is availability. The Pope, as you know, is really an moral authority today in the world, and his voice is well heard, I think, and many authorities and institutions pay attention to what the Pope is saying. Then how to traduce it into a technical solution is a more complicated question. Yes.